Hey there, I'm Samantha Jimenez, and today I'm going to be interviewing my neighbor, Missy Flanagan.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Royal Oak, Michigan, on April 2nd, 1968.
What was it like growing up?
I thought you were going to ask me what it was like to be born. It was awesome. Now, what was it like growing up? Well, I grew up in a suburb of Detroit, in Michigan, and pretty fun childhood, I have to say. There was a lot to do. In those days, you could kind of go hang out with your friends in the neighborhood and ride bikes, and we'd sneak over to this place called the Grog Shop that was like a candy store where we weren't supposed to go. And we built forts. There was a lot of like wooded areas we could build forts, and we liked to play in the fields, and we'd always get stung by bees because we'd step in ground bees' nests. And we camped in our backyards, and it was fun. There was Dodge Hill. We'd go sledding at Dodge Hill, which was awesome.
What were your parents like growing up?
They were both very good people. They were very Catholic, kind of Irish Catholic, and very committed to being like parents, to being a mom and dad. My mom was a teacher, and she worked with special needs, and my dad was a businessman and started his own business when I was in third grade of like home building supplies. They were both good people. I mean, very moral, caring, loving. They loved us very much. We felt very loved. But despite the fact that they had a really terrible relationship. They were fun. I mean, they both had a good sense of like fun and adventure. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. So, when you were little, what was the, like, did you ever get in trouble?
Oh, yeah. I got in trouble a lot. I got in trouble a lot. And
what's the worst thing you've ever done?
Okay, I will tell you the worst thing I've ever done. So, when I was in third grade, there was this boy named Ken Wolf. And he was the school bully. He was very much a bully. And we were all kind of intimidated by him. He had his little posse. And it was wintertime. So there was snow on the ground, and we were all kind of wearing our puffy coats. And my friend Nina Jurgens and I were building a go-kart. And we were building it out of this grocery cart that we had found. And we decided, we were working on it every day, and all the kids thought we were really cool because I lived right behind the school. So after school, a lot of times kids would like cut through the yard and like come over to hang out with us. And we felt really cool because we were building this go-kart, and everyone would be like, wow, you guys are so cool. You're building this awesome go-kart. And so we needed to paint it, but we didn't have any paint. But she found some white spray paint in her garage. So she brought out the white spray paint, and we were spraying the go-kart white. So all of a sudden, Ken Wolf shows up with his little posse, and everyone's kind of intimidated. He's like, hey, Melissa, nice go-kart. Like, thanks, Ken Wolf. And then he says, okay, well, first of all, white is a really stupid color for go-kart. And second of all, guess what? Girls can't have go-karts. And something in me snapped. I was spraying the cart, and something in me literally snapped. And I pounced that dude to the ground and just started spraying his face with white spray paint. And he was coughing. And like all the spray paint was like dripping out of his eyes and his mouth. And it's like, and as I was doing it though, everybody was cheering. I just heard this huge cheer behind me. I was the hero. But it was a very terrible, impulsive thing to do. And I didn't quite realize the seriousness of my actions at that point, So I'm doing it, and he stands up, and he's all covered in white spray paint, and he can't open his eyes, like spray painted his eyes shut, and he's trying to walk, and he's coughing, and his like down coat is like dripping with white paint, and his friends are like trying to help him walk. And they're like, come on, Ken, come on. And everybody's like, yay, Melissa, yay, it's awesome, yeah, So anyway, that's probably the worst thing I ever did. And God forbid my children ever do something like that. I would die.
So I've known you for my whole entire life, 13 years. My parents have lived in that house for going on to like 32-ish years. How did you guys meet, or like how did that happen?
I'm friendly with your family, but I didn't really know your family. And Susanna upstairs, crazy lady Susanna, bless her heart. She, of course, she knew everybody in the neighborhood and was such a big gossip, and you know what I mean? So she would tell me stuff about, like, she knew all of your names, and she would, through her, I would hear stories about your family and whatever. So I didn't really know you guys that well, but I always felt like Susanna kind of would tell me, about your parents, what good people they were, and da da da. And so what really brought us together, though, I think, is when I had Nolan. when I had my first baby, when I was 38, because I had lived there for like 8 years at that time. Yeah, and then, so that's kind of what brought us together, the fact that suddenly I was part of like the children club. I mean, before I had kids, I like knew nothing about kids. Now it's like I own Grow Kid Grow, children, you know what I mean, a children's clothing store. Now I know so much about kids. But, you know, before that, like, I just wasn't, I don't know, you know. So once I had kids, it was like we had that in common. And, yeah, and the rest is all history.